Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sorry I missed a day, as usual. But I've been off all week, and then I'm off again tomorrow, and the whole thing. Here's back-to-back Nerd Talks.
Nerd talk, yeah!
There's now a bipedal, stands on two legs, delivery robot that's being tested to pair with self-driving cars to make deliveries cheaper and less human-y. The headless mech with backwards-bending horse legs can also help companies replace those annoying humans that work in their warehouses. Ah, good, those meat sacks and their needs. It's all getting to be a bit much. Yeah, what are all those people gonna do? And no plan for that? Okay, cool. Instagram will no longer allow adults to message teens who don't follow them.
Oh, smart.
As an adult, I know how gross some of us can behave. Also, as a former kid, how lame must it be to have creepy adults trying to invade your virtual space? And finally, Utah is considering approving a bill that would install anti-porn filters on all new phones and tablets sold starting next year. Like, that's gonna stop anyone. Also, please check the phones of the lawmakers pushing hardest for this.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Nerd Talk 1 of 2, and now number 2 of 2.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Wired.com is asking the tough questions. Is binge watching bad for the planet? Hey, with almost 8 billion people on Earth, humans just existing at this point is bad for the planet. But Netflix says that streaming their service for an hour is less demanding than driving your car a quarter of a mile, according to new industry monitoring standards that I don't understand. Assuming they're not lying, you'd have to watch almost an entire year straight to equal the CO2 emitted by a flight between New York and LA. Challenge accepted. Way further away, scientists have now identified three previously unknown strains of bacteria growing on the International Space Station, says ScienceAlert.com. Thanks for sending that over, Dave. This feels exactly like how a space horror starts. The proto-molecule then began reorganizing the atoms in the space station to make portals to another dimension. Holler if you know what I'm talking about. And finally, scientists have replicated and grown in a laboratory new tear glands that are capable of crying. What could you possibly need that for? Well, it'd be great to install a robot so they can act sad about accidentally flamethrowering your village.
Oh no, what have I done? Cry.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
I'll be in Arizona. Wish me luck. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.